Does the Word of God hold very little real delight for you in comparison with other things? Would the Scriptures rate about 10th on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as priorities in your life? I mean, if you were to really be honest with yourself, and you take a good hard look at how much time you spent with magazines and newspapers and television in comparison with time spent in the Bible. Well, if that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, delighting in God's Word. Let's start with Psalm 119, verse 16. I will delight myself in thy statutes and have respect unto thy ways. In another verse in the same psalm, he says, Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Now, isn't that something? Here was a man who had everything, but when it came right down to it, the thing in which he found his delight was the Word of God. Notice verse 20 of the same psalm. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Why? Why did he find in the Word of God that which meant so much to him? Notice verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. God infused new life into him through the Word of God when he was feeling low. We're reminded of John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The Spirit of God applied the Word of God to his soul, and he was revived. And note, it was God who did it. The instrument was his word. We must not get the cart before the horse. It is God who speaks to us. It is God who guides us. It is God who blesses us. It is God who points out some sin or failure in our lives. And his word is the means by which he does it. Then in verse 28, he tells us of another blessing he received from the Lord. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. As a candle melts and drops to the table, so his soul was in heaviness. But God, through his word, gave him strength. Now I know that all of us can identify with that. There are times when we're feeling blue. Our spirits droop, and gloom and discouragement settles over us. Oh, how we need the strong hand of God to lift us from our depth of despair. David described it to us in Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and trust in the Lord. God revived him, and infused him with new power. New life and new strength were his. Note these two things, life and power. Is there a New Testament parallel to this? Yes, of course. Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is living and powerful. Is it any wonder that David found delight in the Word of God? God used it to meet specific needs in his life, and the Spirit of God applied the Word of God to the soul of this man of God. Other scriptures testify to this truth. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.